Radio Prague News.
Police intervene at a refugee centre. Sports spending is under fire and a decision on minimum wages hike is still stalled. Czech police intervened Monday to quash a protest by refugees at a centre for them at Balkova in the Pilsen region. A special police squad was called to the centre after the refugees barricaded themselves inside. Police said the refugees later started to throw furniture at them. They said the protest was started by two Nigerians, with around a dozen others joining in. The Ministry of Interior says 56 foreigners are being held at the centre, capable of hosting 200. The centre was created from a former police training school. Spending watchdog, the Supreme Audit Office, says in a report that the Ministry of Education distributed money to sport in a non-transparent and ad hoc manner between 2013 and 2015. The report issued on Monday said that a point system for awarding funds was dropped between 2013 and 2014 when it suited the ministry. Guidelines for co-financing also varied widely without any clear reason. The current outgoing minister, Katerina Valachova, said that the problems stemmed from previous ministers and that she had to carry out a series of audits when she took over the post. Sports funding from the ministry is currently the focus of a scandal, with the head of the Czech Football Association and a former deputy minister at the Education Ministry among the main suspects. Representatives of government, the unions and business failed to agree at a meeting on Monday on how much minimum wages should increase this year. They agreed, however, that a new framework for working out the regular increase should be established. Unions have suggested that the increase should be 1,500 crowns, with the bosses favouring 800 crowns. The Ministry of Labour has suggested a 1,200 crown increase. The rise should be finalised this year before lower house elections scheduled for October. The Czech Minister of Industry, Jiří Havlíček, began Monday a two-day working trip to Moscow at the head of a 20-strong business delegation. The main focus of the trip will be a meeting with his Russian counterpart, Denis Mantarov. A meeting of the Regular Committee for Czech Economic, Industrial and Technology Cooperation will also take place. The Czech Republic will step up its engagement in the fight against international terrorism, Defence Minister Martin Stropnický told Czech television. He said that in the summer the Czech Republic would send 15 officers to Baghdad, Iraq, to help with training of the local police force, and that the number of Czech soldiers in Iraq was likely to increase by 150. Newly crowned Czech league champion Slavia Prague will not be seeded in the third and possibly fourth pre-qualifying round of the UEFA Champions League and could therefore face tough opposition such as Scottish league winners Celtic Glasgow, Greek champions Olympiakos Piraeus or Polish club Legia Warszawa. Slavia returned to the top European competition after 7 years. They clinched the title on the last day of the season with a convincing win against Brno. The draw for the third round will take place on July the 14th. And finally, a quick look at the weather. The weather on Tuesday is expected to be sunny with some clouds. Top daytime temperatures will range between 29 and 32 degrees Celsius. Storms could be expected in the west and centre of the country later. I'm Chris Johnston, and that was the news.